Well, folks, I got a great conversation here about an upcoming performance at St. Germain's in Hoodsport, part of their Tall Timbers series. And I don't know how they snagged this guy. Larry Morante's on the call with me. Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I was checking out your, your bio on your website, LarryMorante.com, and I'll put the links to that as well. Looks like from Sea to Shining Sea and elsewhere, you have been getting awards for all of the great work you do. Tell me a little bit about how you got started and what your influences were growing up.
Well, let me see. I've started as mostly being a singer, and I was in a lot of rock bands in high school and afterwards. And mostly just as a lead singer. And then around the 70s, when James Taylor and Jackson Brown and Bonnie Raitt and the Eagles and Crosby, Stills, Nash came around and they were all playing these acoustic guitars, I picked up the acoustic guitar and I've been playing it ever since. And I play a little bit of electric too and a little bit of mandolin, but mostly when I do my solo act, I play acoustic guitar.
So you heard that. Go ahead.
I grew up in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, where Martin Guitar is, where the factory is. So I had relatives work there, and my brother worked there for a little while. I have a cousin that worked there for like 40 years. And I grew up in Nazareth where Martin Guitar was. And
wow.
So that's the guitar I have.
Oh, my gosh. That must have been like a kid in a candy store. Did you ever get a chance? I mean, with everybody working there, did you go tour it a lot? Or?
Oh, yeah. You know, I visit my family back there every year. And every year I go back and I do the tour, or at least I do the museum. They have a beautiful museum in the factory. And, you know, with all these guitars that they made for artists, Elvis's guitars in there, and Eric Clapton, all sorts of people.
Man, and Martin's the number one. I mean, I'm a percussionist, so when I would play around with my guitar friends, that's all they would talk about. One of these days. One of these days. That's pretty cool. On your website, you say you have a 3-octave vocal range. Where did you hone that skill?
Used to be 4 octaves. I took a lot of voice lessons over the years, and I studied voice in college a little bit, and I had about 6 different teachers that I've studied with over, a 10-15 year period, and did a lot of vocalizing and studied opera a little bit and in college. And when you do all that vocalizing, you kind of extend your range a little bit.
That's awesome. Your latest album is called Patch of Sky, and you are touring quite a bit. So you're in Hoodsport Saturday at the Tall Timbers concert at St. Germain's, and then the next day you're going to be up in Carnation at the Alvear Winery. And then two, like you were mentioning with James Taylor, you also are part of a James Taylor tribute band that
Tours
around in Seattle in April. You'll be in Bellevue, and you can find those links as well. So you've found that this is it for you.
Yeah, I'm a pretty happy guy. I get to play solo, and I also get to play in this great James Taylor tribute band called Taylor Made, 7-piece band. We have a violinist, a great guitar player. Everybody's really, really awesome players. And we play great places and big theaters. We play the historic Everett Theater in Everett and the Lincoln Theater up in Mount Vernon. The Spanish Ballroom down at Tacoma. We just played the Thumbnail Theater up in Snohomish. A little theater holds 85 people, but it was so fun.
I bet.
And
you can really feel the audience when you're in a tight.
Oh, yeah, like they're that. Right on top of you, and it's really great. Rake seating and really nice. Really nice little theater. It's really fun. I tell a lot of James Taylor stories in between the songs, and a lot of background. There's tons of background on online about James and him talking about his life and the songs. So it's kind of fun looking all that, researching all that stuff, and telling folks about him.
When he's, you
76 now, and he's still playing. I saw him last May, and he's doing good. He's touring with his son in the band, and a great, terrific band of session players that he's always played with, and really, really amazing band.
When you get to a venue, or when you get to St. Germain's on Saturday and you sit down, you kind of start feeling out the crowd. You've got such a repertoire of songs that you've got banked. How do you kind of know, well, I'm going to throw in a couple originals here. Of course, we're going to have a couple covers here and there, and kind of just gauge the audience and play it by ear there.
I kind of, you know, I have two different kinds of sets. I have like a mostly cover set for when I play wineries and restaurants, and I do quite a few of those. I work about 170 shows a year. So I'm busy doing a lot of different things. I play festivals, I do house concerts, and a lot of wineries and restaurants and things like that. And but when I do house concerts, I do mostly original songs, and I tell more stories and talk about my songs. And I do less of that when I'm in a restaurant situation or a winery situation, because people aren't listening as closely. But when they're sitting there staring at you, there's a little more pressure to put on a show. And
yeah, for sure. Have you made it down Hoodsport Way, Basin County Way, much in the past?
Yeah, I've played there at Tall Timbers at Lois's. I played at her house, her and her husband's house. I also
great.
Played a place down there called like Robin Hood or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to ask you if you've been to Union. It's got such a rich music history. And yeah, the Robin Hood Village for sure, where old yeah.
Is that
Flynn.
Still there? Still?
Yeah. Yeah, they're still working on summer concert series as well.
Oh, that's great. Well, I should look them up again. It's a long drive for me. I live in West Seattle.
Tell me a little bit about some of these major awards that you got. The John Lennon Songwriting Contest Grand Prize winner. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest award I won. I co-wrote a song with a Tucson songwriter by the name of Robin Landis. And she submitted the song, and there was like 6,000 participants around the world for that. And we won in the folk division. We got all kinds of prizes, like thousands of dollars worth of prizes. It was really great. It was fun.
Well, you don't do it for the awards there, Larry, right? You do it for the love of music and those connections that you make.
Right. Yeah. A lot of the contests are performance contests. So Kerrville Folk Festival, you end up having to go to the festival and participate in the contest, but you also are hanging out at the festival for 2 weeks. If you win, you have to stay there a second week. And so you get to meet a lot of people. And this is in Kerrville, Texas. So it's a whole other ball of wax down there. It's, you know,
I'm sure
songwriting style of writing, and just lots of interesting, but people come from all over the country. Play there. A lot of other people who have been in that contest and won, Sean Colvin, God, who else? Lyle Lovett.
Wow. Okay.
Gillian Welch. A lot of amazing people. So that was kind of a prestigious thing to be a finalist in. I didn't win, but I was a finalist.
That's pretty amazing. That's so cool. I love hearing stories of people that love what they do, and especially when it's industry like this where it's tough. You know, it's tough that it's a grind, and it's getting out there, like you said, at restaurants and wineries and playing the songs that you love. You have, again, like I mentioned, your latest album, Patch of Sky. Can people find your music online outside of your website?
Yeah, I'm on iTunes and
All that stuff.
all the streaming places, Spotify and all that stuff.
What has been your favorite album, or what your most reflective kind of one that you
Oh,
really are happy
probably
with?
my newest one. You get better as you get older.
Sure. Well, you have been out there for a while and making great music and continue to do so. And folks are not only booking you, but your James Taylor tribute band, Taylor Made. So that's cool. I'm going to put the links to both your websites on the show notes here for folks. And then, man, have fun. It's going to be a great concert at St. Germain's. It's a real intimate spot, and it's going to be cool.
Yeah, I heard the acoustics are really good in the church, and I hope some folks come out.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. Larry Morante at LarryMorante.com. He's a singer, songwriter, multiple awards across the globe. He has won awards and accolades. He's played with very famous people, some of those who were some of them you mentioned early on that you listened to, it seems like, and you were able to kind of share the stage as you got older, which is very, very cool. Larry, it was really good to talk with you, and I'm excited for the performance coming up here on Saturday at St. Germain's in Hoodsport. And best of luck to you, and be well.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
For sure.
All right.